life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I'm John Batchelor. COVID-19, there is promising news and there are grave concerns long term. I welcome Dr. Henry Miller, a physician of the Pacific Research Institute, helping me understand news items that are coming with promises of more effective vaccines in future. The headline tells some of the story. UK first to approve booster targeting coronavirus and Omicron variant. Henry, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. This is Moderna again. Right now, according to this report in the Washington Post, the Moderna people have developed a sharpened tool. That's the metaphor that's used. What is the problem and what does the tool answer? Good evening to you, Doctor.
Good evening, John. Well, recall that the Moderna vaccine, like the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, are made from messenger RNA. So they contain a segment of the virus's genetic material, that's RNA, that's injected, and it gives rise to the synthesis of the spike protein from the coronavirus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19, and that confers immunity. That stimulates the immune system. Antibodies are produced. White blood cells are stimulated to create immunity, and that's how it works. Those vaccines that were made available in late 2020, though, were made with genetic material from the original Wuhan variant. And with time, immunity has waned. The virus has mutated extensively, and so those original vaccines are effective at preventing serious illness and death, but not quite as effective anymore at preventing infection. So that's the reason for these new vaccines. And the one that you alluded to, the Moderna vaccine just approved in the UK, is really a mixture of two vaccines. It contains half of the original messenger RNA, which is part of the original Wuhan variant, and also RNA from the Omicron variant, subvariant, that came along last winter. And that messenger RNA is to Omicron BA1, which is the original Omicron. We've gone on to have subvariants of Omicron, and we're now up to BA4 and BA5. BA5 is quite predominant in the U.S. So we've had the U.K. approve this mixture of two vaccines. The original Wuhan variant vaccine, and Omicron BA1, which we hope will confer additional immunity. Now, the Moderna and Pfizer have been told by FDA that for U.S. use, new vaccines should include not only the RNA from the Wuhan variant, but also RNA from Omicron BA4 and BA5, which should be, we think, much more effective than the Moderna vaccine that was just approved in the UK. So that's a little bit complicated, but that's the lay of the land for right now. And we think that that Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, plural, will be approved in September or October for use in the U.S.
The Moderna vaccine that was available in early 2021 and that continues to be available, as well as the Pfizer vaccine, is that no longer recommended, Henry, because these new vaccines will contain both that and the new defense mechanisms?
Well, if for people who have not had the first or second booster and who are eligible for it, there's an argument to be made for waiting a month or two until the new vaccine comes out. But there's no harm at all in having the booster now. We're still having very high levels of COVID-19 with all of its implications for acute infection and for long COVID, the persistence of various symptoms. The old vaccine is good, but we think that the new varieties of vaccine will be even better.
I need some help interpreting science here, Henry, because I want to understand why it is they have to worry about all of the variants of Omicron. And if I read this correctly, variants we don't know about yet because they haven't developed. As I recall, the anecdote of how variants developed quickly in the second year of the variant, the one we call Delta, it is because the COVID can infect somebody who has another kind of affliction and that they can mix and develop a subvariant, so that there's nature is always evolving. And in this instance, it's evolving very dangerously for us. So all of these coronaviruses, I learned that there is a way to anticipate the future, and you guide me to an article from Caltech. Nanoparticle vaccine protects against a spectrum of COVID-19 causing variants and related viruses. I don't believe this is what the UK and Moderna have developed. I believe this is future looking. What is it that you can do to anticipate SARS, MERS, COVID-19 pandemics, all of these, and know what's coming in the future? In specific, what is a beta coronavirus?
Well, a beta coronavirus is simply the class of viruses that the SARS virus, the SARS-CoV-2, and the original SARS virus fall into. That's just a group of viruses. That's just nomenclature. As you described, the reason that we keep having these subvariants, new variants of concern, as they're called, is that with every infection, you get billions or even trillions of replications of the virus and the opportunity for mutations. And mutations do occur inevitably. Each replication of the virus, each mutant, then provides an opportunity for Darwinian evolution to pick out the one or ones that are the most fit in evolutionary terms. And by fit, I mean more transmissible, more infectious, more easily spreading in the population. And then that creates more mutants and yet more opportunity for more fit variants to occur. So ideally, what we want and what Pamela Bjorkman's lab at Caltech is trying to do is to produce something that is a quote-unquote universal vaccine, one that will be effective not only against the all or most of the variants that are currently around, but also effective against new ones that might arise. And they adopted a very ingenious approach to creating this vaccine. They created a sort of scaffold, a protein scaffold that has a sticky surface and onto which you can put various fragments of a spike protein from a spectrum of beta coronaviruses, and including the one that causes COVID-19. So they took, in addition to a fragment from the COVID-19 virus, they took fragments of spike protein from seven other beta coronaviruses, put them onto this scaffold, and then that constitutes the vaccine. And what they found was that indeed in mice and monkey experiments, it provided wide immunity. And also, and this is a key point, also it provided immunity against some beta coronaviruses that had not yet, that were not part of that scaffolding and protein combination. So it does appear that at least in these preliminary studies, the Bjorkman vaccine is widely effective and could provide protection against variants to come. They'll be starting phase one human studies in a very short time, or maybe if they've begun already. The paper was published in the journal Science in July.
This is a sentence that compels me, Henry, because it talks about developing a vaccine that can anticipate the future by using the human body. The idea is that such a vaccine could induce the body to produce antibodies that broadly recognize SARS-like beta coronaviruses to fight off variants in addition to those presented on the nanoparticle by targeting common characteristics of viral RBDs. That means it can anticipate the future by recognizing certain signals of a variant that doesn't exist yet and protect you. Is that what that sentence means?
Yes. The RBD is the receptor binding domain. That's the part of the spike protein that attaches to target cells in humans or in animals and causes the infection or precipitates the infection. So by this careful selection of the segments of a spike protein, they think they have created a vaccine that will anticipate new viruses as they arise. And we won't know that until we have experience with them. But it's a very promising and ingenious approach.
How does all this compare to the general recommendation that we need to re-vaccinate ourselves at a certain period of time? And I'm not speaking of the general population. I'm talking about the number one target, which is my generation right now, over 70 with immunocompromised. All of these recommendations are you need to go every 6 months or every year. Is this new development looking to remove that to give you a one-stop-fits-all vaccine?
Well, that's what we hope for, John. We've been hoping for a universal flu vaccine that wouldn't require yearly injections as well. But with flu, it's very difficult because of the very high mutation rate from season to season. Whether it'll work with the COVID-19 virus, we won't know until the vaccine has been tested and we see how well it performs against new subvariants of the virus. We just don't know. That's what science is for, to test our hypotheses.
The reason I mention, Henry, is something anecdotally that comes up. Apparently, the polio virus has been found in water waste, I believe in London and New York, maybe other cities as well. That's a miracle from our childhood, the polio vaccine. And as far as I understand, it eliminated polio for generations, decades, and now it's back. Does that mean that we're going to need to revaccinate ourselves from polio the way we have been recommended to revaccinate ourselves from coronavirus, that you're going to have to check whether your vaccines are up to date?
Well, it's conceivable. But I should point out that finding poliovirus in wastewater doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be an epidemic or there is an epidemic of paralytic polio. Poliovirus can exist in the human gut quite safely. In fact, the original Salk vaccine was a live vaccine, and polio, the virus from the vaccine, did grow in the gut. Where it's a problem is when it gets into the bloodstream, and from there it gets into the spinal cord and causes paralysis. So we're not at a panic point by any means yet for poliovirus. As to your question, should we be revaccinated with polio vaccines? I don't think we're there yet for having to do that.
Dr. Henry Miller of the Pacific Research Institute. It's henrymillermd.org to watch for Henry's reporting. We're going to turn to a concern I also have, because I have not had the virus at all, not COVID once. I am multiple vaccinated, but many of my friends and colleagues and younger, much younger people have had the virus come and go, and they're quite vigorous, except what is long COVID? I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
We use sunscreen para proteger la piel, ¿verdad? So why not be proactive protegiendo tu salud bucal también? Hola, mi gente, soy Amara La Negra. Y con el sistema de prevención activa Colgate Total, tú puedes ayudar a prevenir problemas bucales como las caries y gingivitis antes de que empiecen. The reformulated toothpaste, innovative toothbrush, and refreshing antibacterial mouthwash were designed to work together to be 15 veces más efectivos reduciendo bacterial buildup, la causa principal de los problemas orales en solo 6 semanas, starting in week 1, compared to non-antibacterial fluoride toothpaste and a flat-tongue toothbrush. Eso es prevention power, baby. Compra el sistema de prevención Activa Colgate Total visitando shop.colgate.com/total. Protect your oral health and be dentist ready.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.